And that's why we leave our colleagues on the World Service to begin a new day here on BBC Radio 4. Very good morning. It's 20 past 5 on Tuesday, the 24th of September. This is Vigialis. Matt Taylor is standing by with a shipping forecast. After that, we'll have the latest from the Middle East and what to expect from the Prime Minister's big speech at the Labour Conference in Liverpool. And next week, we're investigating how the online world is shaping American politics.
The truth is a powerful energy.
I'm Mariana Spring, the BBC's disinformation and social media correspondent, and I'm investigating the online backdrop to this year's US election.
This just got noisier, and I don't think that the volume is going to get turned down before November.
It's been an eventful campaign already, and social media has injected half-truths, hate, and conspiracy.
I think as an election worker, we are kind of the front lines.
This is social media's world, and the election is just living in it. Why Do You Hate Me, USA continues on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Monday afternoons at 4:30.
Now let's head to the BBC Weather Centre and join Matt Taylor. Morning, Matt.
Good morning, Vigi. Good morning, all. This is shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 5:05 on Tuesday the 24th of September. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides. The general synopsis at midnight. Low West Humber 999, expected Fisher 988 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sierra. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers good, occasionally moderate. South at Sierra. Cyclonic, mainly northerly 3 to 5, backing northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. North or northeast, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7. Backing northwest, 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, cyclonic, becoming northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic, but mainly southwestern German Bight. 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Cyclonic, becoming west 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Humber and Thames. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. Northwest, backing southwest later, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay. West or northwest, 4 to 6. Backing southwest, 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy. Cyclonic, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 later. Showers, thundery rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Seoul. Excuse me. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor later in Fastnet. Shannon, north becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming east 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor later in south. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Northerly or northeasterly, mainly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in East Hebrides. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Bailey and Fair Isle. And southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, then sleet later, good, occasionally poor later. And now for weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic. North by east 5, slight drizzle, 16 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Stornoway. North-northeast 7, rain, 1 mile, 1006, falling slowly. Lerwick. Northeast by north 4, more than 38 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Lucas. west by north 2, missed 2 miles, 1,002, falling more slowly. Bridlington, north 5, 998, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south 4, 5 miles, 1,001. Jersey, northwest by west 4, recent drizzle 6 miles, 1,004, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, northwest by north 3, 6 miles, 1,006, now rising. Valentia, northwest 2, 7 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest by west 3, 19 miles, 1,003, falling slowly. And Malinhead, northwest 5, slight showers, 5 miles, 1,004, now rising. And that brings me to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, an area of low pressure currently centred over the North Sea, will move away slowly northeastwards during the next 24 hours, although showers or longer spells of rain will continue to affect parts of the UK. Northern Scotland will have strong northeasterly winds, which may touch gale force locally at first in the northwest. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4 at first near Aberdeenshire, otherwise northeast 5 to 7, backing north or northwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first, and moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northwest 2 to 4, veering north or northeast 5 to 7, backing northwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good, becoming poor for a time in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7 for a time later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northwest 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 3 to 5. Rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly for a time at first, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north. Rain at times, perhaps thundery at first, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Cyclonic, 2 to 4, becoming westerly, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery at first, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest 3 to 5, backing west 3 or 4, then southwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest, backing west, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 4, occasionally 5 in north, decreasing 2 later in south. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. West or northwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5, veering north or northeast 2 or 3 later. Showers, good. From Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West or northwest, veering north or northeast 3 to 5. Showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Northwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in far north. Showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwesterly, 2 to 4 at first, except in northwest, otherwise northerly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northeast, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing north, 3 to 5. Rain at first in north, otherwise showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in north. And finally, Shetland Isles. North or northeast, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that brings me to the end of this morning's Shipping Bulletin. V Fiji.
Matt, thanks very much indeed. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 24th of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Vigialis. Thousands of people have fled their homes in southern Lebanon after Israeli strikes on Hezbollah killed nearly 500 people. Sir Keir Starmer will warn of short-term struggles in his speech to the Labour Party conference later. In business, the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike will be questioned about the global IT meltdown it caused in July. And in sport, the struggling Premier League club Everton looks set to welcome new owners. Thousands of people in southern Lebanon have been fleeing their homes after Israeli airstrikes killed almost 500 people in the deadliest day of cross-border conflict with Hezbollah in 20 years. Roads heading north were clogged with traffic as civilians tried to leave. The Israeli military says it hit around 1,600 Hezbollah targets. The country's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, told Lebanese civilians to leave locations that were being used by Hezbollah. But the Lebanese health minister, Firaz Abiyad, said for many, the warning came too late.
If you look at the areas that were targeted, the vast majority, if not all of them, were civilian areas. And even, you know, if you look at the time between those messages that were sent and the time the attack started, you could see that this was not serious at all. I mean, the aim was just, in my opinion, is a show.
In his first speech to the Labour Party conference as Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer will warn of a shared struggle ahead and says tough decisions need to be taken now to build a new Britain. But the Labour leader will also try to follow the Chancellor Rachel Reeves in presenting a more positive vision for the future and will talk about the light at the end of the tunnel. Our political correspondent Ian Watson is at the conference in Liverpool.
I think the worry that some delegates have, and certainly some of the trade unions, is just how long is that tunnel going to be before they reach the promised land. So I think what he's going to try and do is give a glimpse of where he wants to get to, a country with greater economic growth, greater investment. There'll be a smattering of specific policies, I think around skills, for example, and he'll be saying more on welfare reform because he has to obviously identify savings in the budget in order to put investment elsewhere.
President Zelensky will use a special session of the United Nations Security Council today to urge greater support for Ukraine. In an interview with ABC News, he said his country was closer to the end of the war with Russia than some thought. A ban on zombie-style knives and machetes has come into force in England and Wales. A four-week amnesty, which allowed people to hand in knives to the police without any questions being asked, has ended. It's now an imprisonable offence to own, make, transport or sell a wide range of what are called statement knives, which are favoured by criminal gangs. A consumer group is calling for a public inquiry into the collapse of the funeral company Safe Hands Plans Limited. Almost 50,000 people lost money they paid into